This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island, that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.
Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with host Jason Martins. Join Jason for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your host, Jason Martins.
Well, 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 we are live. We made it. Welcome into IREM Today, the Property Management Show, here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. It is Wednesday. We are live here in studio. Thanks to Dave Ramsey for covering. So he's a nice guy. Nice to I just pick up the phone. Dave, listen. Running a little behind. What do you say?
I caught him in the break room.
Oh, you caught him in the break room? Yeah.
He was elbow deep in low main, and I said, hey, Dave, we need you back out here.
And he's like, yeah, I can do it. I said, all right, and then you can give me some financial advice afterwards. He goes, yeah, absolutely. So Dave, thanks to Dave Ramsey. Nice guy. Good guy. He's right on top of things. Like that guy.
Taller than he sounds.
That's right. Very strange. But he's got a nice bald head, which I can really appreciate, though. That's really cool of him. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show here on AM 790. I'm your host, Jason Martins. The voice you heard there is our producer, Brett Ferruccio, always doing a great job, as always, and keep me on time, even though sometimes I don't keep myself on time. But that's okay. We can live with that. All right, IREM Today. In case you're just tuning in for the first time, you're wondering, hey, what the heck is that? IREM, what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It's IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. We are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you're a property manager out there, we were here to let you know that you're not out there alone in the Institute of Real Estate Management, and especially here locally with the Greater Rhode Island Chapter Number 88. We're here to provide you all kinds of tips and training and education and everything you need to best run your properties. And if you want to be a professional and you want to be recognized as a professional in the property management industry, I highly encourage you to seek out the designations that the Institute of Real Estate Management offers. And that includes the ARM, which is the Accredited Residential Manager, and the prestigious CPM designation. That stands for Certified Property Manager. So definitely, if you look, like I said, you're not out there alone. If you're a property manager, I've talked to a few property managers before, and they're like, yeah, I manage property too. And like, I don't know what to do. Sometimes it gets stuck in a jam. I said, look, you're welcome to call me. I'm always happy to help a property manager. That's one thing about property managers. We always help each other out. But if you're looking for any type of information to help you, you can get all kinds of documentation, templates. You can take educational courses. We have a lot of seminars, which we'll get to a little later on in the show. And a lot of good opportunity to teach yourself, to network with a lot of really great people, a lot of great vendors in the industry as well, which we call our friends of IREM. So really good opportunity if you're out there and you're looking to become a professional or you want to be recognized, I certainly encourage you to seek out the Institute of Real Estate Management. You can find us online here locally in the Greater Rhode Island area. Our website is iremri.org. That's iremri.org. And you can find all kinds of information. Now, today's June 17th, and this is actually the last episode of IREM Today until September. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brett. Now, I hate to break the bad news to you, pal.
I know.
Well, the New York Yankees, they've covered us for the last 3 weeks. They bumped us out. Last almost a month it's been since we've been on. We haven't been on since May, because New York Yankees baseball. So the New York Yankees certainly will be taking up a lot of the time here for the rest of the summer. We'll be back in September to take more of your calls and provide you more information to help you, like I said, to help you best run your property. But this past season here, from late January till now, we've had some really, really great guests and some really good conversation. We've covered a lot of things from wintertime issues to politics, and a lot of great topics have been covered. And so what I'd like to do here in this show for a little part of the show is kind of review some of the really interesting conversations and good questions that we've had throughout this season. And, we started in January, and if you all remember back this year, ice dams were a big deal. And so when after the first blizzard in late January, remember that one? It was like January. It was right after late January, the first big blizzard we hit. We had Mark Constantine from EnviroClean call in, and he gave us some tips on how to manage a property following that blizzard. So we'll start off. We ask Mark about what's the best way to handle having a lot of snow on your roof.
The best way to go about that is typically, you know, your roofer or someone in the roofing industry, because they have the equipment to get them up on the roof safely and so forth. You know, you don't want to see business owners and residential people, you know, climbing up while the wind's blowing like crazy up onto a roof that's covered with snow and ice. You got to be really careful. You got to have the right tools for it. You got to have roof rakes and things of that nature, and a lot of times they have lifts. So whatever way that you can safely, and I'm not just talking about a couple inches. I'm talking about the big valleys or the flat roofs that are just loaded with snow.
Yeah.
You want to get that off, because if it warms up, you know, then you're talking, it turns into slushy and gets a hell of a lot heavier. So, you know, you want to do what you can to get that off, because what's going to happen as it melts underneath, because the air inside the building is warmer than the roof material, and obviously the air outside in the winter. So what happens is you get that warming happening, and then the snow is actually insulating the roof. So it's turning into water underneath the snow, but on top of the shingles or the membrane, whatever happens to be there. And then it rolls down into the gutters, and then it freezes because it's so cold. And that's what they call the ice damming, and that'll create some damage. It'll find its way inside your house, inside your building, that type of thing. And that's the best way to get it off. You got to get it off.
Now, Mark, we had, you know, it was cold today. I mean, the temperature was hovering around 20 or so, 16 or 17 early in the day. But it was sunny.
Yes.
So this is this, even though it's cold out, can the sun still melt the ice to cause those ice dams?
Sure, because it's white, you know, so it's reflective. But think about, like, what's a good example? Think about an igloo, right? You make an igloo, it's actually warmer inside there because the snow has insulating properties too, you know? So it's shielding you from that cold, cold weather. So, like I said, if you've got a roof and you got heat inside that roof, a lot of times heat is escaping from the inside of a house or a business or building. And it's escaping up into the attic through vents or not properly insulated. So that's what creates that condensation factor. You got the warm on the inside, the snow and ice on the outside. But again, if you've got a foot or 2 feet of snow that's insulating, so that warm is like going through the sheathing, it's warming up the wood, then it's warming up the shingles, then it's, so that contact area there is actually warmer than it is on the top, you know. And that's what'll create that. And then when you get the sun like this, you know, that's why you're getting the street melting so easy and so forth, you know. It's 16 degrees out, but you're saying, geez, why is it melting? It's because the sun, and it's, you know, you got it's heating up the darkness of the tar, you know, and then it's reflecting off of all around it, you know. It's like a mirror out there. So it's kind of interesting when you think about it. Why would you get ice damming while it's, you know, still so cold? And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. All right, that was Mark Constantine from EnviroClean. That was back, that interview happened back in January, right after that big blizzard we had. And you can find that entire interview on our website, iramri.org. Just click on Iram today. And as a matter of fact, you can find our complete archive of all our interviews there. But that was episode number 61. If you want to hear more of that conversation about the blizzard and ice dams and things like that, that was Mark Constantine. That was episode 61 of Iram Today. All right, more of the highlights of this past season's interviews coming up next. You listen to Iram Today, the property management show here on AM 790.
Now back to Iram Today, the property management show with your host, Jason Martins, on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, welcome back into Iram Today, the property management show here on AM 790. I am your host, Jason Martins, and it is the final episode of Iram Today here until September. We're taking the summer off, and so we're kind of looking back at some of the interesting interviews and conversations we had over the last several months since January. And we left the last interview, we talked to Mark Constantine about from EnviroClean about wintertime conditions with ice dams on roof and things like that, damage costs. Well, what about if you're a property manager and you manage these buildings, you know, a large residential building or even a commercial building? During the wintertime, you get a lot of dirt and snow and mud tracking onto your carpets. Well, we talked to carpet cleaning experts and we asked, what are the biggest causes of damage to carpets in the wintertime?
Yeah, one of the biggest causes of damages to carpet is abrasive soil. Makes up about 80% of what the damages to carpet. So it's important that it be, you know, vacuumed out frequently. So, because what will happen, it will obviously diminish the life of the carpet and also the appearance of the carpet. So, you know, it's wise to be on it, you know, constantly vacuuming thoroughly with a vacuum that has a beater bar, you know, that has a brush roller.
Oh, okay.
That will lift up a lot of that sand and that grit and also that rock salt.
Now, you're talking about just like a general maintenance thing where maybe a maintenance supervisor can kind of on a daily basis vacuum that up. But what about if it really gets down into the carpet, into the, you know, fiber of the carpet? You know, on a regular basis, I would think that most buildings, you probably go out on like on a quarterly basis to clean the carpets on a quarterly basis. But does that like, do you up that or do you find that property managers are calling you more frequently during this time of year or when the weather gets as bad as it's been?
Typically, unfortunately, a lot of them will wait, which they shouldn't. They typically should do it, you know, during this season. They should have us in there at least every 3 months, you know, automatically. And what we can do is we come in with a certified pile lift. It's a super duty vacuum with a cylindrical brush that pulls up a lot of that grit. And that can be used before we do the steam cleaning. Now, the steam cleaning, what that will do is that'll rinse out a lot of the residues that are in the carpet as well as that rock salt residue. Because that rock salt is water soluble.
Yeah, there's no question. Again, that was our interview from episode 63 with carpet cleaning experts. There's no question this past winter was so brutal. And if you're a property manager out there, even just a homeowner, a tenant, anyone, you know, it was a tough winter. And then we were left with a lot of sand in the springtime after all the sanding went down on the roads, the parking lots. A lot of damage to property. A very tough winter, but you know, somehow we survived it, I guess. But if you want to hear the rest of that interview, again, you can find it on our website at irmri.org. That's episode number 63. If you want to go onto our website, just go to irmri.org and click on IRM today, and you'll see our complete archive of all the episodes right on there, and you can catch that entire interview with carpet cleaning experts from back in February. That was episode number 63. So very interesting conversation, because the carpet's one of those things. You say, well, you know, you just clean it up, no big deal, I can do it. Well, you know, that sand and dirt gets in there deep. That's tough to get out. So very tough. Now, transitioning, we talked about wintertime conditions and how to deal with wintertime conditions, but then you've got springtime comes right after that. Now, back in episode 65, we had Bob Langell from Landscaping Concepts in studio. And remember, Brett, you might remember, he's the one who coined the phrase top of the afternoon to you.
Absolutely. It's a staple in my vernacular to this day.
Because right? I think I said to him, top of the morning. And he goes, well, top of the afternoon to you. I said, whoa. No, I did not say top of the morning.
Just said hello.
Yeah, I just said hello. And he said top of the afternoon, which is very interesting.
He's a trailblazer.
I'm telling you. You know what? That's the part of that interview I should have played, was that part right there.
That part is just that walk off. Maybe we'll do that at the end.
That's how we'll end up. That's right. All right. So back in episode 65, Bob Langell from Landscaping Concepts in studio, talking about preparing your property for landscaping in the spring and the importance of fertilizing.
Timing is very important when it comes to fertilizing, especially your first round, which is your fertilizer with pre-emergent crabgrass control. Just some good rules of thumb. When the forsythia start blooming, that's about the right time to put your first round of fertilizer down, because you want to get your pre-emergent crabgrass down before crabgrass germinates.
Okay.
Because crabgrass germinates when the soil temperature gets above 50 degrees.
Oh, I see.
So you want to put it down a little bit before it germinates. And forsythia is kind of a good rule of thumb when it's blooming. Your first round of fertilizer.
What's the forsythias? What is that?
Those are those yellow plants that flower in the springtime. You see them a lot on the highways.
Oh, okay.
Big mass plantings of big yellow shrubs. Those are forsythias.
Forsythias. That sounds like Superman's uncle or something. Yeah, I guess that's a plant. But that was Bob Langill from Landscaping Concepts back on episode 65. That was, when did that happen? We had that interview back on, I can tell you right now.
It was during the top of the afternoon, I know that much.
It was during the top of the afternoon, that's right. Well, anyways, it was back in late wintertime. Early spring. That was February 25th, actually, that we had that interview with Bob Langill. And again, you can find that entire interview, and you can hear Bob Langill say top of the afternoon to you. That's actually said that right at the beginning of the show. Right on our website, irmri.org. That's episode number 65. So go ahead and look that up. And, you know, we did the whole fertilizing thing. You know, that's kind of a big deal. He's right about that, because one of the, you know, when you're talking about, when you're a property manager, you're thinking about curb appeal for your property, you know, especially if you're an agent, for your owner, you're thinking about curb appeal. You want your property to look nice. Hey, you want it to look nice for your residents as well. And crabgrass, boy, that stuff can chomp away at your your lawn and really do some serious damage. And the other interesting part of that conversation that we had that I want to make mention of is the importance of getting your bids out before wintertime, and maybe start sending out those bid proposal requests late summertime, early fall, so you can kind of establish who your landscaping person is going to be for the next year. And the reason to do that earlier, as opposed to doing it maybe at the beginning of the calendar year, is because if your landscaper comes out before the snowfall, then he can properly look at your property and get a good idea of the size of it, where the lawn is, what needs to be treated, and really get a better idea. If you think about it, if he comes out in the middle of wintertime with this snow all over the place, he doesn't know how big your lawn is or what you have where, what bushes you have or anything. So it's tough for them to give a really good estimate. It's a practice that we've taken over that I've been doing now for several years, actually a couple of years, two or three years. And it's definitely recommended practice for any property manager to get your landscaping bid proposals in before the snowfall hits. So, you know, certainly August, September, maybe the latest October. And it also gives the benefit of that, too, for the landscaper, is it lets them know ahead of time what they can prepare for the following season. And now you're in their portfolio. They know to expect to take care of your property. And again, if you wait until after the calendar year in the wintertime, not only do they not know what your property looks like, but now they're kind of scrambling to kind of fit you into their mix. So it works. It works for everyone to kind of get ready and talk to your landscapers and get those bid proposals in before the snow falls, so everyone can be prepared. Everyone's ahead of the game, and it's just a general good practice. Again, you're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show here on AM 790, your station for talk and business, and more interviews when we come back. Some really interesting conversation. We'll talk about insurance. And we'll talk about our outreach and internship program. Some really interesting conversation. That's coming up next. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, right here on AM 790.
Now back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, with your host, Jason Martins, on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, welcome back in. It's 4:33 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm your host, Jason Martins, and if you're just tuning in and heading on your way home, I thank you for tuning in here to AM 790. We are live in studio, and if you're wondering what IRM is, what does that mean? IRM is the Institute of Real Estate Management, and we're the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. We offer some really, really terrific educational courses and a lot of seminars that you can attend too, some really quick ones. We call them the Brown Bag Seminars. And you're easy to attend. You pop in for lunch and you have an hour and a half. A lot of really interesting topics. And you get you in and out of there really quickly. And some really good ones. Now, our entire schedule of upcoming events and educational opportunities are available on our website. And that's irmri.org. We also have an extensive list of chapter meetings available on there. And a couple of really great ones. We team up with NEMA. To have a networking event and a clam bake down at the Atlantic Beach Club. Yeah, it's a very nice time, right in Middletown. I know a lot of people think it's Newport, but that's actually Middletown, where the Atlantic Beach Club is. And so we're doing that July 22nd, so hope to see you there. And a lot of our other great, really great opportunities to network and meet with other property managers, other people in the field, with a lot of our meetings and a lot of our events. So I encourage you to check us out online, IRAMRI.org. If you manage any kind of property, even if you're, you might just be a single family homeowner and you got a two family in Pawtucket, well, you know, come on, hang out with us and we'll tell you, we'll give you all kinds of tips and training on how to best run that property and maximize the value of it.
Not to mention, they'll probably get a sip of a diet soda.
Well, only the few and fortunate get that, sir. Which I'm going to actually mention because the golf tournament, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later on, the golf tournament was postponed. So I don't know if you knew about that, Brett, but it was actually pouring rain that day.
I was unaware. It sounds about right.
Yes, it was that day. It was about 50 degrees and pouring rain. So the golf tournament was postponed from June 2nd to June 30th. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on the show. But let's get back to some of the highlights of this past season here on IRAM today. And back on episode number 68, we had Carrie Corvino and Holly Rigoli from our chapter outreach committee in studio. And Holly talked about, well, she described the benefits and she described what the outreach committee does and what they are.
Carrie and I are on our outreach committee with IRAM. And our goal, we try to grow our chapter. We're part of such a great group of caring people that want to help other professionals in our industry. We have a lot of mentoring that goes on within our chapter, and with trying to grow our chapter and trying to get new members, because more people means more knowledge, more power, more abilities to be able to do more with our with whatever we do. So basically, with our outreach, we've started to try to focus on reaching out to the younger generations, those that are in college, and we've done that in two ways. One of them is through job shadowing, and basically we try to find, I know I've opened up my office to job shadowing, and there's a few other property management offices that have opened up their offices as well, and we're looking for more offices to offer their ability to sit with students and show them what we do on a day-to-day basis to see if they're interested in that sort of stuff. And then also we're looking for more students that may be interested in taking a day or two or maybe even just a couple hours out of their day to sit with us and go over what we do and see if they're interested in it. And then also we do internship programs. And with our internship program, we open up our offices usually for a semester or so and have the students come in. And it's been very beneficial on my end because sometimes you get a lot of work that you don't necessarily have the time to do yourself. And we're able to pull in interns who can get college credit for learning. Basically, you teach them what you need them to learn in your office and they can kind of run with it. I've had students come in who have done anything from helping me with my payables, billing work orders, helping with tenant events. We've used to do some nice events, or throughout the years we've done some nice events, mm-hmm. where I've had them come and help me put them together, event planning, spreadsheets, contract reviews, insurance certificate follow-up. There's so many different things that they've helped me with, and in the same sense, they've gotten such a great experience with it. A couple of the interns that I've had have actually joined as student members with IRAM, and a couple of them actually have gotten property management positions.
Oh, wow, terrific. Yeah. Now, what is the program? Now, what school are you working directly or mostly with anyway?
I've worked mostly with URI, and we were lucky enough they came in and actually did a brown bag session a couple of years ago to talk about how people that were interested could get hooked up with interns and how the whole process works. And so I have some really great contacts over there. And I've also worked with Johnson & Wales and Providence College. I've gotten a couple.
Are they have property management programs? Is that where the course that they're coming from? In other words, what are their majors that they're actually leaning towards real estate? What are they studying?
I've had a lot of students that are just studying either general business. Some of them are accounting students. Some of them are finance students. And they just have, for whatever reason, an interest in property management. So what I've done is, on my end, is I come up with a job description of the sort of things that I'm looking for help with in my office. And I'll post it on their website. And then they will reply and we go through the interview process. And a lot of them are just like, hey, you know, I thought maybe property management might be something, it sounded interesting. And then they come in and it's a whole different world than what they expect. Obviously, you guys know. You never know what to expect. I had one intern this past fall that day he started or the day after he started, we had a fire alarm, a full building, like, it was absolute chaos, and it was just me and him in the office. I was like, by the way, here's what you do. Go over here. I need you. And it was just, he got to learn under a fire, not literal a fire alarm. It was a little fire alarm, not a fire. Thank God it was a false alarm. But they get to be there, and they get to really see what goes on. It's nothing like you'd learn in a classroom. Hmm. So it's great.
That was Holly Rigoli from our chapter outreach committee. That was back in episode number 68. Also in episode number 68, our chapter vice president, actually, and chapter outreach committee member, Carrie Corvino, talked about the benefits for a property manager to have an intern.
Don't realize, I can guarantee you, all of us have a basket full of, oh, that project I want to get to someday. Oh, I want to write my policy manuals or update them and my procedure manual. Guess what? Those internship programs are perfect to do all of those little projects. All that marketing stuff, find some kind of marketing major to come in and update your social media.
They love that stuff.
You know, create a Facebook page for you and your property. They could probably do a better job than I can.
I doubt that, Carrie. You're number one in my book. How about that? All right, that was Carrie Corvino from our episode number 68. Again, when we talked about the outreach committee and the job shadowing program and internships. And so you can hear the rest of that interview. And if you want to get more information on how to get involved in property management or with the Institute of Real Estate Management or how to become an intern, maybe you have a family member who's in college or is interested in property or real estate. Certainly, the job shadowing program and interning is a great, great benefit to them and a great learning experience. And you can find out more right on our website. Go right online to iramri.org. Click on IRAM Today at the top of the screen there and search for episode number 68. And that's where you can hear the entire conversation between myself and Holly Rigoli and Carrie Corvino from our chapter's outreach committee. Some really good information there. Also, this past season, we spoke with Alan Chatterton from Chatterton Insurance, a conversation that was really filled with wide-ranging. It was a very wide-ranging conversation, but towards the end of it, and you know, you always, when you think of insurance, all the cost of the insurance, it's always expensive, and I didn't do anything, and my insurance went up. So towards the end of the conversation there, I asked Alan, I said, Alan, true or false? Insurance premiums never go down.
Insurance, particularly commercial insurance, is cyclical. There are what are called hard markets and soft markets, depending on overall industry loss ratios, upon their investment portfolio performance. If the carrier is doing very well in stock market and has not had a lot of claims, they oftentimes it develops a soft market where premiums can indeed go down. Of course, you do see the spikes. In the case of, for example, after 9/11, there was a considerable spike in premiums. But once things settled down and it was clear that, you know, that was the extent of that incident at any rate.
Well, right after that, Hurricane Katrina.
Well, yes, yeah, yep.
So there was another spike.
Yeah. But there have been downturns in between as well.
I mean, insurance might be cyclical, but you know, oftentimes they go up. But Alan did say, look, sometimes premiums do go down. So when I asked him true or false, do insurance premiums ever go down? He said false. Do they never go down? I asked him, do they never go down? He said false. They do sometimes go down. That can happen. So interesting conversation there. We actually covered a lot of aspects of insurance there. And that's actually an interview that I would encourage you to go and listen to and follow up with, because there was we talked about life insurance, property insurance, auto insurance, a really, really interesting conversation about the insurance industry from a local guy. I mean, Chatterton Insurance right here in Pawtucket, been there for a long, long time, and we talk about that as well. Again, our website is iramri.org. That was episode number 70. So if you go to iramri.org, click on IRAM Today, and scroll down till you see episode number 70. That was with Alan Chatterton from Chatterton Insurance. A really interesting interview and a really nice guy, really a pleasant man to speak to and meet with. You know, Alan attends a lot of our meetings. And so if you want to get a chance to meet Alan, actually, you can do that as well at some of our meetings. So Really nice guy, and I encourage you to go ahead and listen to the rest of the episode. It was a really interesting conversation. Again, that was episode number 70 from this past season. Episode number 71. Well, guess who was in studio? Remember, you know Joe Paolino, former Providence mayor? Yeah, that's right. He was in the studio. Talk about a wide-ranging conversation. Wow. I mean, we talked about everything. We talked about high-speed rails. We talked about the Superman building. But one of the more interesting conversations that's been a hot topic in the state of Rhode Island is the Paw Sox and that interesting piece of real estate right there off of 195 and whether or not the Paw Sox were going to occupy that space right off 195. A really, really valuable piece of real estate there here in the state of Rhode Island, in the city of Providence. And we talked about it with former Providence Mayor Joe Paolino.
I think it's great. And let me tell you why. Any great city has poetry. You need poetry to make a city great. And what has given us poetry in Providence? We have a civic center that's in the downtown. Mm-hmm. What would have happened if Joe Dorley had thought, let's put that civic center on Allen's Avenue? What would have happened to this downtown? You got the convention center. Both Buddy Cianci and I were involved in making that a reality. What would have happened if we wanted that on Allen's Avenue instead of where it is? We purposely fought to put it in that location. Mm-hmm. Now, when Skeffington did the Red Sox, I first said, that's not the right location. It belongs in Allen's Avenue. It's my first. Then I drove around it. And out of my office building, I look out there, and I say to myself, how cool that would be.
It would be cool.
And if anybody's been in Charlotte, North Carolina, right in downtown, and I have a daughter that lives there, and she says, Dad, that baseball field is packed with people all the time, and everybody goes to the restaurants and the shops.
And that's a minor league field.
And it's a minor league field. Yeah. So, but Charlotte is getting to be a powerhouse,
right.
A financial center with all the major banks there. So I think that if you can get that into the downtown, it's going to be great. That land right now is targeted to be a park. So what are we going to have? Another park in the city that the city or the state doesn't cut the grass?
You already have a park at Roger Williams Park.
Yeah. I just think that, number one, they have too many parks designated for the 195. Secondly, let this ballpark get built. Let it be super. Let's approve all the architectural drawings and all. It's going to be very special. Skeffington's talking about bringing more things there, not just the Red Sox, but he wants to have concerts there at nighttime.
Right.
He wants to have football games there for URI and Brown. Gee, let's start thinking big.
Right,
I mean, everybody
big.
Says no, 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 yeah, no,
I,
no.
I
if we listen to the no, the
naysayers.
You wouldn't have a civic center. You wouldn't have a convention center. You wouldn't have the Providence Place Mall. Shepherd's would still be empty today. You wouldn't have the Biltmore fixed up. When they fixed it up, it was closed for so many years. You wouldn't have a new airport. I mean, I'm sorry. I say let's keep going. Let's try to build the city and make it into an alternative on a smaller version to Boston. So I say yes, but don't call it the Rhode Island Red Sox. Call it the Providence Red Sox.
One thing you said,
absolutely.
If you back.
Yeah, interesting conversation with former Providence Mayor Joe Paolino. That was back on episode number 71 of the program. And again, we covered many, many topics there, but the Paw Sox at that time, that conversation was really, really heated up. And that's when it was at the forefront of developments after that. Well, the now former president of the Paw Sox, Jim Skeffington, passed away suddenly. That was unexpected. And that left Larry Lucchino as the new president. And he was disappointed in the way it was rolled out. The deal was rolled out and they were hoping to get approval from the state and from the city before the end of the session here, and that didn't happen. And so that's kind of up in limbo, and it remains to be seen whether or not the Paw Sox will actually stay in the state of Rhode Island. And that's one of the concerns of Joe Paolino. You heard him right there. He said, go, go, go. All these naysayers. No. We got to move. We got to keep moving. Get behind these things. So interesting conversation with Joe Paolino. If you want to hear a good one, I would certainly encourage you to go onto our website at iramri.org and look up Iram Today. That was episode number 71. That was back on April 8th of this past year, just a couple months ago. Very interesting conversation, and I encourage you to go on our website and look that up and listen to the entire interview. He really covers a wide-ranging topic. So, I mean, really, really interesting conversation. All right, you're listening to Iram Today, the Property Management Show here on AM 790. We'll be right back right after this.
Now back to Iram Today, the Property Management Show with your host, Jason Martins, on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, 4:52 here in IREM today, the Property Management Show on AM 790. I'm your host, Jason Martins, and just a few minutes here till the top of the hour. And as we, well, a few minutes till we wrap up this season of IREM today, as we're taking the summer off in favor of New York Yankees baseball. How about that? So we'll be back in September to bring you some more information and talk to you more about the world of property management here locally in the Greater Rhode Island area. And we've been recapping some of the highlights of some of the conversations we've had this past season here on IREM today. And we unfortunately didn't have time to get to all of them, but there are certainly a lot of really interesting conversations and good information available. And you can catch those shows on our website at iremri.org. All the podcasts are there. Every show that we do, we podcast them on our website and on iTunes. So if you're an iPhone user, I would go right onto iTunes and do a search for IREM today, and please subscribe and leave a comment, rate, and review. That'd be terrific. And a great way to listen to IREM today on the go in case you missed the live show, which we do every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on AM 790. But some of the conversations we had this season as well that we didn't get to was that we had, well, the East Bay Coalition for the Homeless. That's right. They're a beneficiary of our golf tournament coming up, and we had them in there. Yeah, there. Oh, my tee shot. There's my tee shot. Oh, I'm in the hole. How about that? I'm good like that. So you can listen to that conversation, the East Bay Coalition for the Homeless. If you want to get some information on them, we had that podcast as well as on our website. Also, Secure Future Tech Solutions. These guys are good. That's Eric Shore. You know him. Oh, he's good. We had him in studio talking about the entire world of tech security and surveillance and everything. If you're a property manager, certainly surveillance cameras are one of the things that are a big deal for you. And we talk about that with Eric Shore. And you can catch that, you can catch that right on our website, iremri.org. How about Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee? That's right. We had him in studio. That's right. We had him in studio. And you can listen to that interview as well. Also, Big Blue Bug Solutions, Rich Otteri. He was in studio talking about wildlife and what property managers can expect and what some of the challenges are for property managers this time of year. And that was episode number 75. And then episode number 76 in studio, my in-studio guest was Brian McGuire from ARS Restoration Specialists. And we talked about disaster preparation and what some of the risks are to look for going into the summer season, you know, grilling and things like that and your fire pits. A lot of things to look into, lightning, a lot of storms. And so a very interesting conversation, episode number 76. And again, all those podcasts are on our website. If you missed any of the live episodes here on AM 79, you can catch the podcast on our website at iremri.org. Now, if you're in the town of Charleston, well, congratulations to you. It looks like you're going to be getting your town's first affordable housing development for seniors. That's right. The town of Charleston has received financing to allow for construction of the facility, which is looking to be, it's going to be called Church Woods, and it's going to be completed and ready for occupancy by late summer of 2017. That's according to a news release from Charleston Town Council President Tom Gentz. So there you go. How about that? They're getting the town of Charleston getting their first affordable housing development for seniors. Hey, there you go. So congratulations. Now, June 2nd, we were supposed to have our golf tournament. But what happened? That's what happened. It went in the drink. the entire golf tournament went in the drink. No, actually, the Pawtucket Country Club had to call it off because we did have really torrential downpours that day. If you remember, it was a Tuesday just a couple weeks ago, June 2nd. And it was like 50 degrees. Terrible weather. We couldn't do it. The course said, no, we can't do it. We have to reschedule. So we've rescheduled, ladies and gentlemen, to June 30th. If you were unable to register for our golf tournament that was supposed to be held on June 2nd, we have rescheduled it to June 30th. Now, I will be there. I'll be golfing. If you show up, I'm on the – yes! I am in. Terrific. Good shot. If you show up, come seek me out. Come say hi. Give me a pat on the back. And you know what? I'll give you some of my diet soda. There you go. And not everybody gets to sip my diet soda, you know. So there you go. So come, I encourage you to sign up your foursome. You can get more information on our website at iremri.org, or simply the best thing you do is call us at 479-7734. Tell them you got a foursome for the golf tournament. You want to see me and you want to come play with us. It's at the Pawtucket Country Club, one of the best courses in the area. Pawtucket Country Club, Tuesday, June 30th. Register your foursome today. Looking forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a great day. Hopefully not 50 degrees and raining like it was on June 2nd. But it's always a good tournament. And, of course, it's to benefit two great causes. And that is our number one is our Chapter Scholarship Fund. But more importantly, the East Bay Coalition for the Homeless will be a beneficiary of the golf tournament. So I encourage you to step up for charity and come play in the IRAM Greater Rhode Island Chapter Number 88 Golf Tournament happening Tuesday, June 30th at the Pawtucket Country Club. More information on our website at iramri.org or by calling 479-7734. That's area code 401-479-7734. It's been a great season. Brett Ferruccio, great job all season, my friend.
My pleasure.
It's been my pleasure as well. And thank you for listening. And we will be back in the summer, in September, I should say. We're taking the summer off for New York Yankees baseball as they occupied our time. All right, it's been a pleasure, and we will talk to you next time. This episode of IRAM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island, that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.